One of the longest human-operated weather stations in the state will switch to an automated system at the end of the month. Since World War II, someone has manned the Whittier weather station. KCHU's Tony Gorman reports.
When the Whittier weather station began monitoring the conditions of the Western Prince William Sound at the Buckner Building, someone was there 24/7. When the military left the building, the locals continued the trend after inheriting it in the early 70s and moving it to the first floor of the baggage towers. Now the National Weather Service has decided to do what it has been doing with other stations in the state, switch it to an automated system.
Who wants to be replaced by a computer, you know?
Brenda Tolman got her start with the station by answering a TV ad looking for a weather observer. She landed the job after discussing it with Kay Shepard, who owned the station's contract at the time. Her sister, Babs Reynolds, joined the staff 2 years later. For the next 28 years, the two sisters would collect data from temperatures to wind speeds to surface visibilities. The usual shifts were 3 to 4 hours. Tolman remembers at one point, her and her sister took on 12-hour shifts for an 8-month period.
Sometimes they sleep on the floor in the weather room in between weathers, and or have somebody call and make sure you're awake, you know, because you nod out like through the evening.
The beginning of the end to those days came last month when the National Weather Service Alaska Region Headquarters in Anchorage informed the Whittier staff of its decision to switch to an automated system. The move wasn't a shock to Tolman.
They had talked about closing it a year and a half ago, you know, because of the cutbacks and stuff. And of course, if they can save money by automating, you know, they're going to. I mean, that's kind of an overall trend.
We're actually looking at all of our aviation paid observer sites as to how we can modernize and update these sites.
Angel Corona is the database acquisition chief for the Alaska region. He says with the new system, the National Weather Service can get an observation anytime it wants.
It's a fully automated system that will gather all of the elements that go into an aviation observation. So it's going to have temperature, dew point, the sky cover, visibility, pressure, winds, and weather.
Corona says the system uses a laser beam to take those measurements. He says the National Weather Service began testing the system last month.
You know, right now it's not being disseminated because it's all only for internal use, because we're trying to validate and have validated the observational elements.
Corona says so far the results have been positive. The new automated system will officially be up and running on July 1st at midnight. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.